This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I really want a guy who's there every day to see what's real and what's not real and what we should accept to be. And that is Darrell Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And he is brought to you by our good friends at TEC Communications. Hi, Darrell. How are you?
Hey, Darrell.
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Okay, Darrell, so let's go through a couple things here. First of all, real or not real what we saw last night? Should we be able to expect that during the regular season?
Well, you hope to see it during the regular season. You try not to get too high or low when you talk about preseason results, but obviously you'd prefer good to bad. And in this case, we saw a lot of good last night, both from Tyrod Taylor as well as Baker Mayfield. I thought Tyrod did exactly what he needed to do in his limited time. He wasn't going to play a lot. And for him to come out, especially in that second drive, that hurry-up offense, and zip down the field in about a minute and 10 seconds and put 7 points on the board, you have to feel good about it.
Yeah, I would think that if you could draw up a map of what exactly you'd like to see in a positive way, that would have been it.
Yeah, and you know, you got in, you got your work done, and you got off the field and left plenty of opportunity for Baker Mayfield, who was given 7 offensive series last night. And you know, the running game certainly I think needs a little work, but you can't read too much into that. You definitely love the quarterback play. You know, I mentioned the run game, but the one thing the running backs did a real nice job of last night, especially Nick Chubb, was pass protection. You know, they did a good job of you know, picking up blitzes and blocking and, you know, protect the quarterback. So all in all, it was a good night offensively.
Yeah, and Darrell, nobody got hurt.
Well, yeah, that too. That's always important.
I mean, there's no concern. People were complaining last night about the running game, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, come on. We saw the first team offensive line out there for 2 series. I'm not going to sit here and start saying, oh, the running game is going to be a problem this year. Were you concerned about it from last night?
No. I mean, again, you take everything you saw last night with a grain of salt. I mean, yeah, it's a preseason game, but I look at preseason games as scrimmages that, you know, because that's really what they are. The results don't count. You know, the Giants probably working on some things themselves. The Browns were working on some things. So, no, not concerned about it. I will say the one thing I have noticed in the run game is that it's not very successful in short yardage situations at training camp right now either. So it is a work in progress, but part of that has to do with all the shakeups with the offensive line. And you've got plenty of time to sort those things out before September 9.
What did the defensive backfield look like to you?
I thought overall they did a pretty decent job. You know, T.J. Carey had himself a good night. I think Denzel Ward had himself a little bit of a teaching moment with that taunting flag. He also got away with a helmet hit. He got flagged more so for taunting than the leading with the helmet, but I think that is going to get called if he does do that again. I don't think that the secondary had a bad night, not by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that you can look at from last night's game, and I think the one thing that really stood out to me was Tyrod Taylor and his ability to just kind of take the situation, look like a professional, play like a professional, and then have Jarvis Landry catch the ball like a professional, other than the taunting call. But, you know, and just so to see those guys, to me, I was like, hey, this looks like regular football, like I see in all the other games. I mean, I hate to break it down so simple about it, but to watch those.
They looked like an NFL team last night.
That looked like a real combination of a real quarterback throwing to a real wide receiver, and it didn't look like, you know, like what we were used to seeing on Sundays.
And I can't remember the last time I saw a Browns quarterback complete a back shoulder throw in a game, let alone see it happen twice in a game.
Say he underthrew the guy, but in reality, that's what you're supposed to do on that play.
Yeah, that's what a back shoulder throw is you throw it in a way that the receiver stops, comes back on the ball, which then creates the separation from the corner covering, and then you hope after making the catch you're able to make a move or something and get those yards after the catch. But to see those type of throws executed last night, and then see players make plays after catching the football as well. That was nice. You know, Antonio Callaway, David Njoku on his touchdown. You know, those are things we're not used to seeing. We're just used to seeing that Browns receivers or tight ends, when they catch the ball, they just go right to the ground because they're just happy catching the ball. We're not used to seeing big plays being made after the catch, and we got to see that a couple of times last night.
All right, what happens between weeks 1 and 2? Anybody lose a job? Anybody get a job? What happened last night?
No, I don't think anyone lost a job. I don't think anyone really, you know, gained a job. I think everything's going to stay status quo. Listen, they're not going to change left tackle. Joel Bitonio's going to stay there. You know, Austin Corbett was left in with the second-team offensive line. I think that was multi-purpose there, Les. First, give some added protection for Baker Mayfield for the time that he was out there on the field, but also because Austin Corbett's a rookie and he needs the reps. So I don't think that last night was a seismic shift as far as you talk about guys losing or gaining starting jobs. I will say Michael Kendricks scaring the you-know-what out of Eli Manning and forcing Eli just to go into a quick slide. I found that to be rather funny and hilarious. And hopefully Michael Kendricks is able to do that for 16 weeks this fall. But, I don't see any seismic shifts in roles just based on last night's game.
Daryl Ryder, a Browns beat reporter, do you want Dez Bryant?
I want John Dorsey to take a look at Dez Bryant. I don't know that they're going to need or want him, depending on what Josh Gordon's status is. If Josh Gordon is not coming back anytime soon, then yes, sign Dez Bryant. But if Gordon's going to be back in time for the start of the regular season, then I'd say no, you don't need to sign Dez Bryant. But unfortunately, the Gordon situation right now is not defined, and that puts John Dorsey in a difficult spot. But the smart thing is to take a look at Dez, see if he's healthy, see if he's in shape, and then if you feel like he can contribute, sure. But boy, does he bring a lot of attention with him. I'll say this, the Hard Knocks producers are loving the fact that Dez Bryant's going to be here next week for a workout, that's for sure. The problem is we're going to have to wait two more weeks before we get to actually see something on Hard Knocks, because the second episode, of course, will have aired before Bryant comes in for
that. What do you think Hard Knocks is setting up for story number two?
Well, Coleman's definitely part of the story.
Yeah, Corey Coleman, you know, the first episode, obviously, the Hugh Jackson losing his mother and his brother, that was a central theme in that first episode. We got to know Carl Nassib and his colorful vocabulary and financial advice. And social media advice in the first episode, Christian Kirksey with the drums and that. I think the second episode is going to be the Corey Coleman trade, the Antonio Callaway situation, the receivers, and then they're going to focus a lot, I think, on not only what happened in the Giants game, but also some of the behind-the-scenes stuff and related to that both before as well as after the game.
Okay, so I just want to make sure the reason you don't want Dez Bryant is because of the baggage that goes along. Because on paper, if you can forget about the baggage and forget about what you got going on here, that you would be looking at a wide receiving core that if Josh Gordon came back, you would have Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon, Dez Bryant, Hollywood Higgins has looked okay, and Antonio Callaway if you were going to keep five wide receivers. That's a pretty deep wide receiving core. And I'm not asking you to make Dez Bryant your primary receiver. He may ask it. You're probably looking at him at being your number three guy.
Well, you're also looking at teams not double-teaming other guys.
That's the other point that I wanted to bring up, that you're going to have some respect for some of these other guys. Like, I think Jarvis Landry's going to be in some trouble when the season starts, because, really, if you had to double-team somebody, you're going to double-team him, and you're going to say, okay, Hollywood Higgins, prove to me that you're a NFL receiver because you haven't done it so far. Antonio Callaway, okay, are you good enough to do this? You know what I'm saying? That you give him some protection, that you're giving Jarvis Landry protection.
Here's what you have to be concerned about is that will Dez Bryant be willing to accept that type of role? Okay, Dez Bryant has always been a prima donna. Most top wide receivers in the league are. Would he be willing to come in and accept the role of being a second or third option? Or if you bring him in, is he just going to create, a bunch of chaos within your locker room? The other thing too is you have to weigh, similar to the Corey Coleman situation and what John Dorsey told reporters in New Jersey last night about, you know, hey, some of these young receivers are developing faster already than Corey Coleman has developed in the one-plus years that he's been with this team, so we're going to go with the younger kids, and I think that that's also something that Dorsey's going to weigh. Do we really want to take snaps away and targets away from guys like Antonio Callaway or Rashard Higgins just so we can make room for Dez Bryant, knowing we got Josh Gordon in the bag? We also have Jarvis Landry as well. So those are the things that John Dorsey is going to have to weigh. But the first things first is that Dez has to come up here, and he's got to be impressive. You know, he's got to be in shape. He's got to look great and make the Browns want to sign him. And then I think we can get into the debate of where does Dez Bryant ultimately fit. Because he's got to pass the audition.
Yeah, and I don't think he can come here with them, wind up saying after they examine him physically and all that, they can't say he'll be ready to play in 2 to 4 weeks. He's got to be ready to play today.
Yeah, and at least by that third preseason game you know what I mean? That's when it's really, really important, because that's your dress rehearsal. That's when your starter's going to be on the field probably, you know, for the three quarters. So basically you've got until the 23rd, you know, when you're playing the Super Bowl champs, and that's a heck of a dress rehearsal we're really going to find out what type of football team we have here in Cleveland is on the 23rd when the Philadelphia Eagles are in town. Darryl, that will be a nice test.
Darryl, I've always heard this about football and basketball. You can get away with one bad guy, but two will kill you.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, you have to evaluate this the whole picture. And unfortunately, here's the thing too, Les. Hopefully, maybe by the 23rd, the Josh Gordon picture comes into a little bit more of a focus as well,
exactly,
where they have an idea: is Josh Gordon going to be here for that September 9 opener, or are we looking at another midseason arrival for him? And if that is the case, then yeah, I think that you lean towards going ahead and signing Dez Bryant again, assuming that he comes up here and he shows that he's ready to play and still have the type of impact that he had with the Dallas Cowboys. My concern is that it is right now as we speak, August 10th, and Dez Bryant is still available. And there's a reason always behind why players are available.
Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, thank you very much. Great stuff this morning. Great stuff on our show, and looking forward to hearing your opinion on other shows on our station, of course, up there on 92.3thefan.com. Thanks, Darryl.
Thanks, Darryl.
You got it, guys.
And
have a good weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.